We were very worried about this side effect, which seems to be more of a, you know, life-threatening concern, which is interstitial pneumonitis, where patients get sort of a whitey haze in their lung, cough, and in the worst setting, short of breath. And it turns out that we see the chest x-ray changes, you know, before we actually see any clinical symptoms. So if you start seeing that haziness on a staging scan, you want to hold the drug and consider restarting at a lower dose. If you know about the side effect, people don't get sick. If they have a cough, you get a chest x-ray, you can see it on chest x-ray, you hold drug, you lower the dose, and you don't really get people getting into trouble at all from this side effect. It's just the knowledge of these two side effects, the patients knowing about them, that's really important moving forward. And maybe this mouthwash will turn out to be a real key in reducing side effects and symptoms of mucositis. I have to say I haven't used it.
Well, in our current audio program, Sarah Hurwitz, the investigator, another investigator's use it. I hear you. I don't know if you want to write this one down or not, but she has the patient put the pill on a dollop of whipped cream so it doesn't have contact with their tongue. Ever heard of that one?
No.
Okay. All right. Interesting. We have I want to finish out in a second with your man, but we have a text comment from 832, which is Texas. Would you comment on ER-positive 74-year-old patient with local recurrence on hormonal therapy after 3 years? And without getting into this case, this is the kind of patient who's assuming, you know, 74, she's probably on an AI. And if everolimus is a proven breast cancer, this is the kind of situation where maybe it's going to be considered. But